Welcome. My name is Dr. Marion Peters, Professor of Medicine, Chief of Hepatology Research at the University of California, San Francisco. This is an IAS USA learning module on extrahepatic conditions related to hepatitis C. Today I will be covering the following key concerns of extrahepatic conditions related to hepatitis C virus: the hematologic, dermatologic, rheumatologic, renal, and endocrine manifestations. First, the hematologic and rheumatologic manifestations. 15 to 54% of hepatitis C patients have detectable cryoglobulins in their serum if studied. They are usually rheumatoid factor positive, but only 2 to 3% have the diseased mixed cryoglobulinemia. Cryoglobulinemia is precipitation of immune complexes from cold serum. 95% are due to hepatitis C infection, and the immune complexes contain hepatitis C antibody and HCV RNA. Manifestations include leukocytoclastic vasculitis in the skin, neuropathy, glomerulonephritis, usually membranoproliferative, and arthropathy. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma can also be a complication of hepatitis C, and 5 to 10% of patients with mixed cryoglobulinemia develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with an increased odds ratio as shown. This can be marginal zone lymphoma, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Usually, the lymphoma regresses after eradication of hepatitis C with an SVR. However, monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance has been also described in hepatitis C patients. Other hematologic manifestations are less common, such as autoimmune hemolytic anemia, thrombocytopenia, or neutropenia. Although uncommon, when patients with chronic hepatitis C are studied, those who have thrombocytopenia frequently have antiplatelet antibodies. What are the dermatologic manifestations? Cryoglobulins, as I mentioned before. Patients with porphyria cutanea tarda, 15 to 92% of them have hepatitis C in various studies. Porphyria cutanea tarda is manifest by blisters, vesicles after sun exposure, and after trauma. Less common is lichen planus or Kress syndrome, characterized by calcinosis, Raynaud's, esophageal dysmotility, sclerodactyly, and telangiectasias. What about the endocrine manifestations? 10 to 25% of hepatitis C patients have thyroid antibodies, and this explains why they are much more likely to have thyroid disease after interferon therapy than patients with hepatitis B after interferon therapy. Also, there is a strong but complex association of diabetes mellitus and hepatitis C, predominantly type 2. The epidemiologic data shows that in persons greater than 40 years of age, those with hepatitis C have a fourfold higher risk of diabetes than those without hepatitis C. In addition, in persons with diabetes, the prevalence of Hep C is 2.5-fold higher than in those without diabetes. So the odds ratio of having diabetes is 2 to 16 times higher in patients with chronic Hep C than in patients with other forms of chronic liver disease. In addition, even after transplantation, the odds of having diabetes is 2.6 times higher in Hep C post-transplant patients than in non-hep C infected transplant recipients. The proposed mechanism of insulin resistance is not really clear, but high levels of human necrosis factor alpha have been shown to disturb phosphorylation of insulin receptor substrate 1, leading to reduced hepatic insulin sensitivity. In addition, high HCV viral levels are related to insulin resistance. There's been shown to have in transgenic mouse models direct inhibition of insulin by hepatitis C. And whether a contribution from underlying liver disease, especially in patients with cirrhosis, leads to insulin resistance is unclear. What about the renal manifestations of hepatitis C? Hepatitis C is common in renal dialysis patients, varying from 5 to 60%, and 40% of renal transplant recipients have hepatitis C. The outcome after renal transplant is worse in patients with hepatitis C, with an all-cause mortality of 13% compared to 8.5% in those renal transplant recipients without hepatitis C. Also, hepatitis C can progress under immune suppression. Membranoproliferative glomerulonephritis is usually asymptomatic with mixed cryoglobulinemia, but 30% of patients have a triad of purpura, asthenia, and arthralgias. 10% have cryoglobulinemic vasculitis, which affects small vessels, in particular skin, nerves, and kidney. A third of patients with mixed cryoglobulinemia have renal involvement. It can be proteinuria and microscopic hematuria with mild to moderate renal insufficiency. It can be manifest as hypertension. Renal biopsy will show a pattern of MPGN with typical immune complex deposition in glomeruli. Also will show inflammatory cells, both mononuclear cells and polymorphonuclear leukocytes infiltrating the glomerular capillaries. 70% of patients have increased ALT levels, and the majority have low serum concentrations of complement component C1q, C4, and C3. While mixed cryoglobulinemia, MPGN, is the most common, and renal parenchyma expresses CD81 and SRB1 receptors that are thought to allow HCV binding to the cell surface and endocytosis. Less commonly, patients can have associated IgA nephropathy, post-infectious glomerulonephritis, membranous nephropathy, thrombotic microangiopathies, focal and segmental glomerulosclerosis, and fibrillary glomerulopathy. The outcome of renal disease in hepatitis C patients appears worse than in other patients. In a study of U.S. veterans, nearly 500,000 patients, those patients with hep C were more likely to develop end-stage renal disease than those without hep C. In addition, in those with GFRs less than 30 mL per minute, the presence of hep C was associated with a nearly threefold higher risk of end-stage renal disease. So in summary, there are a number of extrahepatic manifestations of hepatitis C which are common. However, while cryoglobulins are common in the serum, cryoglobulinemia, the disease, is rare. Renal disease is of particular concern and should always be assessed in patients with hepatitis C. Alpha interferon itself can induce extrahepatic manifestations, but treatment of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with alpha interferon, if you get a cure of the hepatitis C, this will improve the lymphoma. And finally, assessment of liver fibrosis stage is needed prior to renal transplantation, as immunosuppression can accelerate the liver disease after renal transplantation.